Ho, ho, ho. Do I look like your Balder?
Kid, tell me what you want for Christmas.
I hate you. Ooh, you funky. You've been hiding behind them reindeers too long, mister.
Tell me what you want. Get off my lap, or I'll tell your parole officer.
You the one that's gonna need a parole officer? Yeah, a fat man in red pajamas with a little kid on his lap.
I don't care if you like me or not. You pay me $4 an hour to sit here and take this abuse. Now, what the hell do you want?
What I want to know is how a fat man like you can fly, because most fat men I know can't even get their ass out the chair.
Get off me. You're getting a lump of coal in your stocking this year. Coal, you little brat. What do you think of that, huh?
I bite you, I poison your milk, I start a fire in your chimney and burn all your cellulite up.
Get off me. Boy, get off. No. Get off me. No. Get off me, you little...
That's why you only work one day a year and Mrs. Claus is on welfare.
Next.
Find a better place to hang out. Only thing Martin's got in that refrigerator is milk and cheese.
And they both in the same carton.
Daniel, shh! Quiet, man. Look, Rudolph's on. Look.
I'm cute. I'm cute. She thinks I'm cute.
Cole, what is the matter with you? You too old to be watching this.
And you too young to have a bald head, but do I keep bringing it up?
Ho, 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 and a bottle of rum up in the hay.
What's up?
Yeah, uh-huh. Look, Pam, mistletoe.
Look, Cole, garbage.
So, how was Christmas shopping?
Fun. Great.
Hated it. Oh, I see you in a good mood, Martin. So I guess now was as good a time as any to ask you a question.
No, Tommy, I will not drive your mother to the clinic.
Shut up, man. No, it's about the Big Brothers Association. Mm. See, we're having a night with Santa Claus on Friday night, and I thought it'd be fun if you played Santa.
Oh, think again.
Come on, Mike, where's your Christmas spirit?
Look, Tommy, I got the Christmas spirit, man. I'm just not into dressing up.
Come on, Martin, it could be fun.
Get Blind Willie to do it, all right? He'll do anything for a donut.
Blind Willie's white. And with all due respect, I think it's important that our kids see a black Santa. It's not fair. Black fathers work all year long to get presents for their kids, and some white guy from the North Pole gets all the credit.
He's right, Martin.
Gina, I have spoken.
Who needs you anyway? Tommy will help you.
Thank you.
So what are you going to ask, Pam? The Nutcracker?
Look, I'll do it. I'll be Santa, okay? I mean, I'm good with kids. I used to have a lot of them as friends when I was younger.
Okay, Cole, you're on. We just gotta get you a costume.
He don't need no costume. Just get that red jumpsuit from when his mother was a firefighter.
Hey, Tommy, can I be Mrs. Claus?
All right, great.
Yeah. You know what? I could be an elf. I have the cutest little red outfit.
Oh, Martin, look. We're all involved, see? Man. Don't you want to be a part of it?
Ah, Myron. Yeah. Oh, damn. What? I can't be there that night. That's the same night I'm jingling Mrs. Claus's bells.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. One for you and a one for you.
Oh, thank you, Stan.
Don't open it, Martin. They're probably pink slips.
They're Christmas cards, Sean. If I were going to fire you, you'd find a letter in your mailbox at home.
You're right. Sorry.
You still live on Parker Street, right?
Stan, wait, man. This looks just like the Christmas card you gave me last year.
It is the one I gave you last year. I found that in the garbage can. Waste not, want not.
Thanks, Stan.
It's nothing. Just like your Christmas bonus.
So, what are you brothers doing to celebrate this year?
Well, nothing. I gotta work.
Wait. Whoa. You're making him work on Christmas, Stan?
He don't care, Martin. He's an orphan. Who's he gonna visit?
So where are you gonna be, Stan?
Me? I'm gonna go down to the soup kitchen as usual.
You know what? You amaze me, Stan. I would have never guessed you'd be helping people around Christmas time.
Oh, I'm not volunteering there, Martin. I go there for the free soup. Yes, sir. I just sit right down, loose my pants, and fill my belly. Christmas in a soup kitchen. Free food and people who have nothing to live for. Makes me feel like a king, Martin. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, Stan.
She is running out of songs.
I don't know. I'll go call him again.
All right.
We're sending Mrs. Claus. He'll be here really soon.
Yeah, boys and girls. Santa's just feeding his little reindeer.
How do you know? You're not an elf. You're just a lady in a dumb suit.
How do I know? 'Cause I'm a witch. That's how I know. Now sit down.
Running a little late.
Baby Santa got run over by a bus and his guts are all splattered on the road.
Yeah! No, Santa didn't get hit by any bus.
Sit down, child.
Garbage truck? I don't think so. Does anybody have a favorite song to sing? Yes.
Baby Santa has a tumor. Yeah!
Heart attack?
No. My Uncle Donald wasn't half as fat as Santa is, and he died of a heart attack.
No, it could have been a tumor.
Okay, Mrs. Brown, if you hear anything, you call me here, okay? Right. Okay, bye.
Well?
She hasn't seen him since he left for work.
Well, what are we going to do with these little brats? I mean, we don't have a Santa Claus.
We don't even have a Santa Claus costume.
Yo, Tommy, Gina ready?
Martin, I need you, man. I need you badly.
Yo, man, I ain't like that, man.
Cole didn't show up. We need a Santa Claus.
Well, I ain't doing it. Tommy, you do it.
I can't do it. They know me. I'm here every week.
Come on, Martin. We need your help.
Please.
Now, where's my baby Gina?
In there.
Jingle bells!
Tommy, give me a costume.
I don't have a costume.
Give me your sweater.
Okay.
Oh, I can give you my tights.
Yeah, you do that.
Help me!
I'm coming, girl.
You had to do that.
Excuse me. I know I don't see. Hey.
Mrs. Claus. No, it's okay. It's okay, Mrs. Claus. It's okay. Hey, you guys hear that? Sound like I just heard Santa landing.
I sure hope so.
Hey, there he is!
Ho, ho, ho!
What's up?
Look at the little kid. Look at the little kid.
What's wrong with him?
Santa's got lupus.
Alright. How you doing there, boys and girls?
You're not Santa. You're an imposter.
Oh.
I am Santa, damn it. Don't think I ain't seen what you was doing last night. Now shut up or I tell your mother. Boy with the big head, if you don't sit down, man. Good boy.
Santa's acting like we asked him to come here.
Hey, I have a question. Why is Rudolph's nose so red?
Because he's on that stuff. Hey, kids, let's just say no.
Santa, do you know every boy and girl's name?
I sure do.
Then what's my name?
Hold on. You are Waterhead. Now shut up.
I asked you for a Ninja Turtle party van last year, and you didn't bring it at all. What's up with that?
Yeah! And last year, I asked you to bring my Sega Genesis. And the year before that, you didn't bring me any Transformers. And then, the year before that, you didn't bring my Light Bright.
Hey, I got a Light Bright, and I didn't even ask for it.
Hey, that's mine. Give it to me. Santa, man, you messed up.
Ah, maybe you have Alzheimer's.
That's enough. Sit down.
Sit down and shut up. Y'all didn't even know what Christmas is about. This holiday isn't about toys. Does anyone here even know what Christmas is about?
No.
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you, so be quiet. I'm going to tell you the story of Christmas. You want to hear that, don't you?
No.
Well, you're going to hear it anyway. Shut up. It began long, long time ago.
Were you there?
Nah.
Was your mother there?
What?
Was your grandmother there?
What?
No, Santa! No, Santa! No, Santa! No, Santa! Santa! He's just a kid.
Hey, Arthur, sit down.
He's just a kid, Santa. But no, he said, it's okay.
About the mother and grandmother.
Santa, I know.
I'm saying, Ma always been good.
I know, Mom's good. But Santa, look, wait. You like children, remember, Santa?
Oh.
You like them? Yes.
That's a good Santa.
You know.
Arthur, stop it.
Arthur, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're a little mama thing. Woo! All right, Arthur, nobody was there, man, okay? Joseph and Mary were two kids from a little town called Nazareth.
Was that in your projects?
Hush. Now, Mary was having a baby. God's baby. And all the people in the kingdom were going to be counted for a census record. You do know what census means.
Yeah, don't answer the door.
I'm not telling you again. All right? Now, Joseph and Mary had to go to a town where Joseph's family was from, Bethlehem.
Did they stop at McDonald's?
Yeah, and they filled their faces with Happy Meals. And what do you think they found when they got there?
A Cadillac with keys in.
Boy, if I got to tell you one more time. Now, I fight a kid. I'm serious, I fight a little boy. You want to do something? I ain't no punk.
It's all right.
Man, it's okay. You know. What they found, Arthur, they found that Bethlehem was a lot like Vegas on fight night. It wasn't a hotel room anywhere. Okay, watch your step. All right, okay. All right, baby. Hey, you hold that water, girl. Yeah. All right, we're gonna get you a room, okay?
That's right.
Joseph, look at that sign.
Shoplifters will be crucified. Wait, you ain't got nothing, do you? Get on up here.
Joseph, this place sounds kind of rough. What kind of neighborhood is this?
Babe, this must be the south side of Bethlehem.
Oh, welcome to the Bethlehem Inn, where we always leave the torch on for you. How may I help you?
All right, man, I need a room for me and my baby.
Of course. Oh. What's the name?
Joseph.
Joseph, I don't see a reservation. What's the last name, Joseph?
There's no last name, man.
What do you mean? It's just Joseph?
Just Joseph, man.
Oh, I get it. It's sort of like Madonna, huh?
No, that would be her.
I'm very sorry. We're all booked up for the night. You know, you really should have called in advance.
But Mary's about to give birth any minute now, man. Plot-a-plot-clam.
Mother of God. Are you kidding?
I felt him kick.
Girl, it felt like he's walking on water. Just...
Sorry. No room at the inn.
Oh, you ain't right, man. Oh. Look, let's get out of here. We'll stay out back at the stable.
Okay. Hi, Nebuchadnezzar and Sarah Smith.
Yeah, do you have a reservation?
No, we don't.
Well, you're in luck. I happen to have one room left.
What?
Is there a Bible in the room?
Only the first half. Sign here, please.
Joseph, did you see that?
Yeah. You know what? I got a feeling it's gonna be like this for 2,000 years. No room at the inn. No justice, no peace. Say it.
No justice.
Uh-huh.
No peace.
One more time. No justice. So baby Jesus was born, just as the prophet said. Now, above them, a bright star began shining in the sky to show the world a great king had been born. Now this star shines so bright, you could even see it during the daytime.
Did you have to poke a hole in the shoebox to look at it?
Waterhead, don't even bother to wake up on Christmas, okay? All right? Just stay sleeping, okay? Chill, okay? All right? Just lay in your dribble and let it marinate. Now, this star was so bright that some wise brothers from the east side followed it for miles to see the Christ child and bring him gifts.
You mean we gotta walk all that way and bring a gift?
It's the Son of God, man.
Yes, we can't go empty-handed. How's that gonna look?
I don't care where you go, long as you bring me something back. You hear me?
Get back in the house.
So the wise men walked and walked and walked.
And their mother's driving.
Cause the camel had a boot on it.
Whose idea was this anyway?
Hey, if we so wise, how come we lost?
Never mind that. Whose big dog is this with the hump in his back?
Obadiah, you stupid.
Anybody got a map?
Hey, you know, I thought for sure we ran into a gas station.
It didn't look this far from my house.
Hey, look for moss. See, moss always grows on the north side.
That's true. I went with some women from the north side.
I'm blind. Looking into that star is like looking into a flash cube, man.
Here, shine one of these here. Yeah. They'll think we look large.
They were wise men.
That's right. I mean, well, two of them were. The third one had a plate in his head. You like that, don't you?
Man, sorry about that. Sorry, man.
Where were you?
Look, like I got caught up at work. All right, a 747 had a water leak and I had to, you know, vacuum all this.
And at long last, they reached baby Jesus' bed. Oh, it's the cutest little king in the whole wide world.
He looks just like a little angel.
Aw. Good noise. What?
Mary.
Who are those three brothers dressed like Queen Latifah?
No, Joseph, Jehovah Witnesses?
Nah, they too early. Look here. I don't care what you brothers are selling. Take your humpback dog and go on about your business.
Hallelujah. The Son of God is born unto us.
Okay, right, right. Hey, can I get you guys anything? You know, a wine, fish, a bread, Kool-Aid. Come on in.
Gold, because he is king.
Frankincense, because he is God.
And myrrh, because he is also man.
appreciate that. Thank you. Oh, that's our boy. You go, girl. Don't you let me hold that gold, bro. And see, that's why we give gifts at Christmas time. All right? To remember that Jesus was born to give us all hope and to teach us to love all our brothers and sisters.
Man, that was a deep story, Santa Claus.
Give me love. Now, look, I'm going to get you help, okay?
That was beautiful, honey.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
You still owe me a gift, don't you?
Oh.
How. Hey, Pam, now, won't you give me a little something?
All right. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Give it up.
Merry Christmas!
Wait a minute! If he's the real Santa, that means he's an imposter!
No, I'm from the ghetto.
Don't have
him! Come on, everyone, let's go!
Get your hand out!